Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Time to rock and roll on another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors. David is the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout the Kansas City area. Don't forget to listen to past episodes of the podcast by going to coveryourassetskc.com, and you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play. We're on Spotify now and lots of other locations where you subscribe to podcasts. So check us out on your favorite app so you never miss a show. David, thanks for taking some time out to join us this week. Are you ready for another good topic?
I am all ready. Having a good day, and I think this is going to make it just that much better.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I think this will be a fun conversation. This is a common conversation, I would imagine, that you have with people when they come into the office and meet with you. It's a common consideration, really, across a large range of ages. I mean, this is something that, you know, I was thinking about, or at least pondering a little bit of what's the best option very on in my working life. And I know that this is something that even my parents, who are right at retirement age, they're in that sort of financial red zone at the moment, a couple years away from retirement. I know that this is something that they talk about and think about quite a bit. And that's the debate between, where do I contribute my hard-earned dollars? Do I contribute to a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA? And the debate over which is better and which is the right move to take. How do you typically answer that question when somebody poses that to you?
Well, I hate to start out the podcast this way, Walter, but the answer is it depends.
That's a good thing, though. It doesn't have to be a black or white yes or no, right?
Yeah, and frankly, when it depends, that gives people opportunity. So like anything else, if you know the rules, you can tend to make them work in your favor. So it is really, really important to know the rules, because I think 10, 20, and 30 years from now, it's going to be a really important decision that you make today regarding this. So the main difference, and as you're listening to this, you might be thinking about an IRA or a Roth IRA, but your company might also offer a Roth 401k or a traditional 401k. Those are bigger dollar amounts than contributing to a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, and they don't have some of the limits involved. So if you happen to have a Roth IRA, a Roth 401k offered at your work, this may be a really, really important discussion for you. So the main difference is this: taxes. And so with a traditional IRA, most people know that they get a tax deduction for that deposit that they put into their IRA in the year that they make that deposit. But what a lot of people don't know is that money then grows tax deferred. But when they take it out, every penny of the initial deposit and all of the growth, every penny of that is taxed as ordinary income, not as capital gains, but as ordinary income, which means at your highest marginal tax bracket. What happens with a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k is you do not get a tax deduction when you put the money in, but the money grows tax-free. And when you take the money out sometime after 59 and a half, there are no penalties and no taxes. So you pay the money now in taxes, but eventually when you take the money out in retirement, it's totally tax-free. So that can be a massive difference and kind of the deciding factor. You may say, well, okay, Dave, that's interesting. I get that. How do I decide? So how you decide is, what's your tax bracket now versus what you expect it to be in the future? That is not particularly an easy question to answer. But in retirement, Walter, you probably would guess, you're a pretty young guy and I'm a pretty old guy, but in retirement, the deductions you have right now, Walter, you're not going to have those in retirement. So probably if we were to look at your household right now, you would have some interest that is deductible on your home mortgage. Mm-hmm. You would have maybe some charitable deductions. You might have some kids that you get tax credits for, and you're probably contributing to some kind of 401k or IRA, and those are fairly big deductions. But when you're retired, you don't have any of those deductions. Mostly what you have, unless you have some really big health problems, you mostly have your standard deduction in retirement. So once you get to retirement, you're going to have a lot less deductions, which means your tax bracket may be the same or in some cases higher than it was when you were working. So the only decision factor that helps you determine whether you should do a Roth or a traditional is whether your tax bracket today is higher or lower than what it's going to be in retirement. And that is an unknown. That's where some judgment has to come in. And that's where a person like me, some sort of financial advisor, can help you think through the implications of that as it specifically relates to you.
Well, I think it's just really, I think, a tough subject for people to grasp at first. But when you realize that there's power in that sentence that you said, or that phrase, it depends. That's not a bad thing, that it depends, that there's power there, because it's going to be dependent on your situation, which means you have flexibility and you have, use the key word there, options. That can be very empowering for folks. So it's nice to know that there's, what's right for my neighbor isn't going to necessarily be right for me. And what's right for me now may not be what's right for me 20 years from now. And so it sounds like this is kind of a thing that constantly needs to be evaluated as life changes and we move forward. And then even, I guess, as the government, we just recently went through tax changes that might influence this decision for some people. Same kind of idea going forward later on. If the tax situation changes again, it may change the conversation.
Exactly. So everybody listening knows that we now have a $22 trillion debt, and we're adding $1 trillion a year in new deficit to that debt. So the Congressional Budget Office, one example of a reputable group who says tax rates are going up in the future because we're building these financial problems and eventually we're going to have to pay them off. So just a couple of years ago, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, sent a study to, at the time, Paul Ryan, who was the head of the House of Representatives. And they said, look, if we keep doing what we're doing, tax rates are going to have to double to pay for all the stuff that we're giving away out of Washington, D.C. So when I read that, I thought, wow, tax rates would have to double. That seems kind of crazy, kind of extreme.
Significant, yes.
It's massive. But if you look back to the 1960s in the United States, tax rates were double. Well, that's not all that long ago. And so tax rates would only have to go back to what they were in the 60s, early 60s, for us to have double the tax rate. Well, if your tax rate is doubled, and now all of a sudden you're in retirement taking money out of these accounts, that is a big slice that's going to be taken off of your retirement income because you had money in a traditional and not in a Roth. So if tax rates are higher in the future, that probably means that your personal tax rate will be higher in the future as well. And that's a good reason to consider doing a Roth today. Another way to think of it is I have clients and family members who are young workers, and they are going to earn a lot more money 5, 10, and 15 years from now than they do today. So they're in a relatively low tax bracket. What I've counseled them on, and this is not advice for you as a listener because I don't know you specifically as a listener. However, in their case, it was advice because I did know their specifics. And what I told them was, you're very likely to be better off doing the Roth now as a young worker because your tax rate is relatively low compared to what it's going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now, and very likely in retirement. So there are a number of different ways to think about this. Whether you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s, there's some specific angle of this that is a specific benefit or detriment to you. Kind of the autopilot is, you know what, I'm just going to stuff it into the 401k and not worry about it. One quick example, I have a client, actually I have several in this situation, but I'm thinking about this one couple. More than 90% of the money that they have saved for retirement, and they're already retired, is in IRAs. So every penny they take out is taxed at their highest marginal tax bracket. What that really means is that in their retirement accounts, they have a partner, and the partner is the IRS. And the IRS gets to be paid every time they take a penny or a dollar or $10,000 for the next vacation, when they take money out of that account, their partner gets paid. If they had money in a Roth as well, well, they could take money out of that Roth and the IRS doesn't get to touch that. But this particular couple has one pot of money that they can go get money out of, and it's all IRA 401k money. They didn't give themselves any alternatives. They saved a good amount for retirement. They're not going to worry about where their next dollar is going to come from, where their next meal is going to come from. But their partner, the IRS, is in charge of how much money they're going to be paying to the IRS each year. And if the CBO, from early on in this podcast, if the Congressional Budget Office is right, the IRS is going to raise the percentage over the coming years. And this couple will actually have fewer retirement dollars because the IRS has a claim on a bunch of those dollars. Mm. Hopefully that made some sense. The IRS is your partner, like it or not, in your traditional IRA and 401k. They are not your partner in the Roth. You own all of that account yourself. Big difference. Just make sure that you make an educated decision based on your personal financial situation. And that may change every year. So in some years, you might want to use the Roth 401k at work. And in other years, you might want to use the traditional. That's a choice that you get to make. And you should do it with your eyes wide open.
Absolutely. And if you haven't had a conversation about what's the best fit for you, what will help you when it comes to your retirement picture in the most efficient and effective way, David Dickens and the team at KC Financial Advisors can help walk you through that conversation and that discovery process with their CPR, Complete Planning Review. You can come in and have that done complimentary, but you do need to call in and schedule that time to visit. 913-317-1414 is the number if you've got questions about this. 913-317-1414. Or you can go online to coveryourassetskc.com and set up a time to meet via the website as well. Contact us through the site there. coveryourassetskc.com. Final thought on that, David, on that conversation too. It does come back a little bit to that conversation. We talk sometimes about behavior here on the show. And a lot of people like to take that instant gratification that you get from just going to a traditional IRA or 401k and not taking that Roth option, because people like to think about, hey, this is going to benefit me this year, not 30 years down the line or whatever it may be. And that's something that we've all got to kind of work to overcome a little bit. If it indeed ends up being a better for us in the long run, we've got to think that way.
Exactly. And so as you're talking about your money and your savings and your retirement, it is a long-term thought. And so the knee-jerk reaction is, as you just said, is, you know what, I'll take that tax deduction this year because it is that instant gratification. But if you look at your savings, your investment, and your retirement strategically, there are a lot of people listening to this podcast who would benefit from having a tax-free pot of money when they retire. But the only way you're going to get a tax-free pot of money when you retire is if you think about it and make that decision today. Walter, we get this question all the time from all different walks of life, people in all different walks of life. We actually did a podcast number 3. As you're scrolling through our list of podcasts, we did a podcast that covered some of this, but in a slightly different twist. So if you want to hear more about it, you could go back to podcast number 3. If we can help you and you'd like to chat about it, then you should give us a call or shoot me an email and we'll try to help you get on track with what makes the most sense for you and your retirement.
And to save your finger muscles some scrolling time and energy, we'll put a link that takes you directly to podcast number 3 that covered, you know, a similar topic and went into further detail on this subject and took a little bit different angle and another look at it. So you can get some more education about the topic and hear some more conversation about it. We'll put a link to that in the show notes of today's
Walter,
episode.
Walter, you're a miracle worker. How do you do that?
How about that? So yeah, check the description of today's show and you'll see the link that'll take you right to it. There you go. Well, David, we thank you very much for the help and the guidance as always. We'll have another good show on tap next time around.
Yep, always look forward to it. Thanks, Walter.
For David, I'm Walter. We'll talk to you next time back here on Cover Your Assets KC. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.